This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bill Coates, and this is In Focus. On a Sunday morning, we're going to do something a little bit different today. The 4th of July is coming up, and of course, this is the country's 250th anniversary. A whole lot of you will be involved. Maybe you will have fireworks at your house, or maybe you will go to a fireworks show. Well, fireworks are what they are. The very word fire means that there is a need to pay a little bit of attention to what you're doing out there. So we'll talk about that with two fellows who have been kind enough to come by. And actually, we're partnering up with East Texas Pyro for an event on July 4th that we're going to tell you about. But Rick Taylor, the owner of the company. Rick, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thank you. And Will Tomlin, who's putting on the show. What's up, Will? How you doing?
Doing great, yeah.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about fireworks safety and some of the other things that people will need to know over the course of the coming weeks. But we've got a special event on the night of July 4th. I got a call here about a month ago from Dennis Brown of Lake Tyler Association, and he said, hey, why don't you guys broadcast the fireworks show? And we're a radio station, and I'm going, okay, how's that going to work? The more I got to thinking about it, the more I thought, you know, this might be kind of fun. So at 9 o'clock, beginning at 9 o'clock on the night of July 4th, we're going to be out at the marina and the restaurant. The show is going to be set up, I guess, on the dam, and you'll be running the show, Will. So before we talk about any of this other stuff, let's talk a little bit about that show that night.
Yeah, so we're excited about it. It's going to be what we call a pyro musical in the pyrotechnic world, something we're adding to our company and hopefully to progress in the future, next year and so on. But the Lake Tyler Dam will actually be, we'll do 18 minutes of musical. Fireworks will be timed to ignite on the note. The beat will pop in the air at the same time, you know, and it'll be a magical night that we can just celebrate the country's 250th and have something special, you know.
Rick, do you have a day job or is this what you do? You own the company. How'd you get into this?
Well, got into it from our church at Pleasant Hill, and the youth guy, we had a fireworks stand right next to the church and the fireworks business, and we were selling them, but the church had asked when I was teaching the youth for us to do a little small youth fireworks show in the parking lot, so of which we did, and it progressed from there to the company that we have now, and doing you know, professional shows as well as weddings and retirements and you name it.
Well,
we do pretty much everything.
I have friends, a friend of mine, Mike Adams from MPA Fireworks. He has a building and a whole setup out in White House, but he does a bunch of shows. You guys are doing how many for 4th of July weekend?
We're doing 12 shows in 4 days.
12 shows in 4 days. Yes. How many people does it take to run a show like the one we're doing at Lake Tyler? How many people are you going to have out there that night?
We'll probably have 4 to 5 guys, and then we'll have the fire department obviously helping us out with the fire watch and such in the crowd, in the grass area in the back. And, you know, also we have police on site that day to, you know, kind of crowd control over the boats and all that. And so we have it's a big staffed event, but with our guys, it's only about 4 to 5 that we can do it with.
So I'm guessing, Rick, I mean, this is a business, but it's also kind of fun, isn't it?
That's the reason. It started as a hobby. And a hobby, that by definition, is that you do it and you don't make any money out of it. It's just something that you're doing. Well, it's now progressed from a hobby to a big business, and I enjoy it thoroughly, or I wouldn't be doing it.
So talk about putting on a show like this. What all has to happen to make a big show like Willowbrook, where you're doing a show that night, Willowbrook Country Club in Tyler, or the lake at Lake Tyler, on the dam at Lake Tyler? What are some of the logistics that go into this?
Ooh. From the very beginning, probably the biggest thing is, back in the day, probably, I'm gonna guess 10, 15 years ago, it was pretty well known that it would take about 100 man hours per minute to put a professional fireworks display on. So you're talking about a lot of hours, but that starts from when you start getting catalogs, to watching videos, to making orders, to taking orders, to when they deliver them, to take stock, put them in your magazine, and then from there you've got to pull the show, which means you pull the product for that show, and then you've got to e-match, you've got to transport, then you've got to set up the day of, and then you've got to fire, clean up. There's a lot that goes into one.
All right, so let's take our show on the day of the 4th that we're broadcasting. What time will you be at the lake? And I mean, what's the logistics of putting the show on that day?
Yeah. So it's a little more with the Power Musical. We have a lot more to set up, a lot more cues, you know, to heat each musical note. And so we'll actually probably get to the dam a little earlier this year. We usually get there about noon, but maybe get there about maybe 9 o'clock to just get everything set up, have plenty of time, run through a test, make sure we're totally good, have continuity and everything. And so it's a lot of steps to the process. Doesn't seem like a lot to put out, but every firework has a wire, and that goes to one cue. And every shot you see in the air is one cue, and that there's a lot of them in a show.
How much room does it take up to put one of these on? Let's say you're on the dam, right?
Yeah.
Is that where the show's going to be that day on the dam? So how would you set it up? What would it look like from your end?
Yeah. So we have different sinks. We have a trailer with all our aerial shells and all that, so that'll get set up right in the center of the dam. You know, it can, that way everybody can see. And then from there we have cake fields. We have two positions, and so we'll be probably 100 yards from the trailer on each cake field, left and right, and we'll set up all those, which is just a box of fireworks, kind of like what you buy at the consumer stand, just bigger. You'll see the little 500 gram cakes at the consumer stands. You know, we just shoot bigger product. So we'll set each one of those up, and each one of those has to be wired on site. And then all the shells, we have to run cables to every module. And each module, like I talked about cues, is just one wire going from a shell to the module, and then that goes to a firing board. So there's a lot of different steps that this goes towards.
Well, and I think we did a little rehearsal here about a few days ago, went out to the lake, and one of your guys was there with us, and I think you're actually going to be sitting with us when you fire the show. You can do it pretty much once you get it set up. If you do it right, you can be sitting with us a half a mile away and do everything you need to do. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. So the luxury in the technology world that we have today, you know, we can do this wirelessly. We don't have to run as many wires as we used to back in the day, back to the main firing board. So with the Cobra firing system that we have, we're able to be 2 miles away when we shoot the show to our closest module, and then it mesh networks from there. And so it's an awesome system.
Now, you have a day job. This is not your full-time job, right?
I do. Yeah, I do commercial construction for a living. Yes, sir.
What is this, a kind of a paid hobby for you or what?
Yeah, it's a good hobby. It's honestly... if you're going to be a pyro, it's a lot of work, but you have to be passionate about it. I'll tell you that.
Really?
If not, you won't do it for a long time.
Okay. Because you guys work nights. I mean, these shows are done after dark, and so you work a lot of hours.
Oh, yeah. And they're back-to-back days. So, you know, we run into 18, 20-hour days on those back-to-back days because we, you know, we do one show, but then we have to actually reload and set up for the next day every night. And so it's a lot. It's a lot. It wears on you at the end of the season. So.
Rick, talk about, I'm sure people wonder, who makes this stuff? I mean, where do you, who comes up with this? Who makes fireworks of this magnitude?
Most of the product that we buy comes out of China. Most of our product that comes from East Coast, and most of what they buy is from China.
And so when you get this stuff, what does it look like? The ones like one of these, whatever they are, what describe one of these big fireworks that makes one of these big booms and all of this light? What does it look like?
Most everything that you will see or everything that we get is in a box, a cardboard box. Now, inside that box could be shells, could be anywhere from 2.5-inch shells all the way up to 10-inch shells. Or it could be a cake or a caked item, and it looks just kind of like a square cake. And those require just, there may be a 36 shots on one cue. When you hit the button, you may have 36 shots going off, all the way up to 1,000 shots. So everything is completely, you know, independently different.
But you say shots, you mean each one is an individual rocket that goes up?
Yep. When they say 1,000 shots, there will be 1,000 shells or comets or something go up that you'll see out of that box.
Okay, and that's not all at one time, right?
No, it may go over 20, 30, 45 seconds long. But you just ignite it one time and it...
And they all just bang, 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 we're all however many.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
it's spectacular. The technology and just the engineering to make that happen. Have you ever looked into, you know, how these people, who these people are that make this stuff?
I have watched several videos, and one day is my goal to go over and watch them physically, make them in person. But it's a lot of time, a lot of, you know, consuming time to do that. And if you were to watch them, they take half of a shell. They take, it's like 2 half cups, if you will, and they open them up, and they'll place these starlights, these round balls, inside the shell on both sides, and then they, to make up the display, whatever the display they want, and then they put the two halves together, and then they tape the halves together with a paper, with like a brown paper, and it's really fascinating. But it's to be quite honest with you, the number of hours it takes to put together fireworks, they have it down pat. We don't, obviously, and that's not our business. We're not making them. We just like to have displays. We just like to put all those things together.
They're spectacular. People yep. ooh and ah, right? I mean, yes. That's part of the fun, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when you get the reaction, right?
New effects every year. Yeah. It's great.
Okay, let's shift gears a bit. We're talking to Rick Taylor and Will Tomlin from East Texas Pyro, one of the companies mm-hmm. here in the East Texas area that does fireworks shows. They happen to be doing a dozen on 4th of July weekend, including not only Willowbrook Country Club in Tyler, but other big shows like the one that we will have here on KTBB the night of July 4th. We plan to broadcast the fireworks show, the Lake Tyler Association, from the dam at Lake Tyler. It's open to the public that night. I'd advise getting there early, by the way, because there'll be a lot of folks out there. But we plan to broadcast it. Our broadcast will begin at 9 o'clock. The show will begin at 9:30. It's about an 18-minute show, right?
Correct.
And it'll have music, patriotic music, and the whole shooting match, right?
Yeah, it'll be great.
And then we'll finish up about 10 o'clock and we'll go back to what we're doing. It's totally unique, something I'm looking forward to because of all the things I thought I'd be doing, it's one thing to broadcast a football game, but broadcast a fireworks show, I don't think I've ever done that, you know, so that'll be fun. But now people will go and buy this stuff, mm-hmm. and a lot of people may not go to a show, they may just do it at home. Let's talk a little bit, Rick, about that. I'm not asking you to tell them what to buy, mm-hmm. but let's talk about being safe. I mean, what are some of the things to look for with this big weekend coming up, whether it's 4th of July or New Year's Eve or Memorial Day or the other events where, you know, people tend to do this kind of thing? I mean, what are some of the things that people need to be looking for?
Probably the most important, and we used to have a stand that we sold fireworks from, so we kind of dabbled in this a little bit from the very beginning. But I would say probably the number one thing is pay attention to the instructions on the fireworks themselves.
Well, that's too easy.
I understand that. But beyond that, and that's probably the number one. But beyond that is some of the cakes that they'll buy. They'll be angled. There'll be a fan or a zipper. They'd be kind of laid back. Make sure that you're not pulling those towards the people that are watching or yourself as well. Make sure that you've got ample amount of room between the fireworks and the audience that's watching. I would even say, and we do it on our shows as well, to have some type of a water. We got water cannons that we put soap in to put out any fires. If you've got a hose or something like that, make sure it's readily available and on and workable and for the show. And there's so many different things. Wearing safety glasses, you can get a nice pair of just round straps around the back with just nice safety glasses. Those are very important. Very, very important.
Now, you can buy pretty cool stuff at a fireworks stand, right? That may not be like yours, but you can buy some pretty good stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yes, you can.
What kind of safety precautions, like Will, would you take doing a big show like the one you'll be doing on the 4th?
Well, to add to Rick's, even just at your house or what we do on our big shows, is those cardboard cakes, whether they come in a cardboard box like ours or they're all pretty and pictured, they're not much to them. So we always take a stake or two, drive one in the front, drive one in the back, put a little duct tape around it. Once you light that thing, you don't want it flipping over, pointing towards your house. There's been multiple houses that burned down in the area from a firework flipping over and shooting into a garage or getting up in the attic or on the roof or something. So it's very important to make sure it's in a stable position because, once it goes off, you're not stopping it, I promise.
Yeah, okay.
And so just to add to what Rick had on all the water and such, as well, we add a little Dawn soap to those water cans. That foam helps put out a fire a lot faster than just water. So,
and if you're going to stake them, put them on the front and the back. And if you're in the middle of the road or concrete or something like that, maybe a haylight block in the front and the back, just to keep it from going towards the audience.
I hadn't thought about that. I bet a lot of people don't think about that, right? Yeah, just lay them, set them out on the ground.
Something simple. Yeah.
And light them up and hope for the best,
maybe,
right?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Doesn't take a lot of time to do, and it helps a lot.
So how long did it take you to learn how to do what you do with?
I started working with Rick in 2016, actually. And you have to become an actual shooter, you got to have 5 shows under your belt with a licensed pyrotechnic. And then it's a lot to learn. You can learn the business of wiring the shells and all that, but it's an art. You got to learn the art to be able to combine and make a show and make it mean something, because you can just put up random fireworks, but you have black sky and stuff maybe. So you really got to learn the art of the timing and such to kind of play on the crowd's emotions, I would say.
I mean, these shows can cost thousands of dollars to put on, right? People can pay whatever they want to pay, right?
Right.
Biggest show you've ever done. Well, how much did it cost?
Biggest show, $25,000.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, that's a big show. That's 30 minutes worth of fireworks, right? Oh. And a big show. But others can do less, but right, you can still put on a pretty good show without spending that much money, right? Oh, yeah. So let's talk again. I just want to talk to consumers about that out there. Now, we've had a little rain lately, okay? It hasn't, we're not drenched, but there are times of the year that this is, you got to be real careful, right? Are we in one of those times right now?
Not the present.
As we record right now, we're not under a terrible watch right now. We've had enough rain, but there are times, has it not, where you've done shows and there have been, have you ever done a show where they told you couldn't? Have you ever been, like on the 4th of July, they try to work with you, right?
Yeah, 4th of July, you very seldom will ever have a, even if the burn ban is in effect, because you have fire trucks that are on location when you do the professional shows. And so they, especially during the 4th of July, you're exactly right, they'll play with you. They'll help you out. They'll do everything that they can to kind of make sure that, you know, that this show is going to go off safely, and they'll have men around the show as well. But very seldom will they ever pull you off, even if it were under burn ban. However, you still need to make sure, one of the things that we talked about this year is making sure that all of our places have, a lot of ours going to be on golf courses. That's we pretty well got it made there, but make sure that your weeds are cut down, your grass is cut down, make sure that things like that are taken care of ahead of time. But you know, that's about all you can do, and just be safe. Just try to be safe with it.
Well, that's kind of what happened in California here about a year ago, right? When they had all those fires, they hadn't cut all the underbrush. That's what burned those houses down. Yep. Wasn't that part of the problem?
Yep, exactly.
So
and you got to rake all that up too. You can't just mow it and just keep mowing it and brush hog it and leave it there. We've had that problem where all that little dead grass lights up and it just goes fast.
Yeah, it'll go fast at that point. Yeah. So I'm not asking you to tell people what to buy or what not, but what are some of the things to look for if you're going out there and say you go to some fireworks stand? What are some of the things that maybe people should be mindful of as they look for this kind of stuff?
I think most of it is age appropriate. For the younger kids, you're going to have your fountains, your cones, your, you know, little, I call them knick-knack things, little tricky things like the little airplanes and things like that. But the older they get, then they're getting into the caked items we talked about for the aerial shells.
The stuff
shells.
That goes up in the air.
Well, all of it will go up in the air, but they have a cake where you light it once and you may have 9 shots and you up to maybe 35, 40 shots in one cake. And then they get into that. It's kind of the same thing that we do on a professional level. But then you get into aerial shells that you put the ball in the tube and then you light it one at a time.
Kind of like a mortar, right?
It's exactly what it is, a mortar. Yeah.
And that's something where you kind of need to pay attention to, right?
Yes. Yep.
I would think the main thing, one of the main things to do is if you're going to have a lot of fun, spend a lot of money at home, you need to pay attention. You got to be sober.
Yes.
And pay attention. Yep. And is that fair? Just talk about it.
Yeah, things go bad fast. And I can tell your insurance company's not going to help you out if you were out there not being safe. Let's just say it that way. But because those shells, I mean, it's almost the same thing we shoot. Obviously, we have a different powder level. That we shoot in the 1.3 instead of the 1.4. But, I mean, it's still a shell it can do some damage for sure.
Do people still use – I grew up and we used to love bottle rockets. The traditional been around forever, right? We'd fire those things off. And the good old firecracker.
Yes.
Are those still around, the Black Cat firecrackers? Are those still popular?
Yeah, they're still available. They're not near as powerful as they were back in the day. And the old type bottle rockets with the very thin sticks, if you can find them. I don't think they're legal anymore, to be quite honest with you. I haven't seen them in forever.
They shouldn't be.
You know, I agree with
we
you.
Used to do,
I agree.
We'd shoot them in people's garages.
Yes.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, we thank y'all's generation for that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, is that not stupid?
No, yeah, it was. But it was.
Or put, take a pack of firecrackers and put it in somebody's mailbox. Yeah. That was fun. Blow the door open, this kind of thing.
Yes.
So the Black Cat firecracker, the traditional, the old style, still exists, but it's different than it was before.
I think, in my opinion, I don't know to be 100% true, but in my opinion, because I've lit some over the years, they're not near as powerful as they once were back in the day.
Well, I read a story. I was like a young teenager, and I was lighting one night and didn't quite get rid of it in time. Mm-hmm. That hurt. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I mean, it took me about an hour to get to where the throbbing kind of went down on that deal. So I'm guessing this would have been 40, 50 years ago or more. Yeah. So I'm guessing that, the technology now is way different. So how's the technology changed over the years in the fireworks business?
It's been incredible. I mean, Rick and them started with hand-firing shows. I mean, they would put up a steel plate, they would run all the fuses out the back, and they would sit there and light it with a butane torch or something, and that's how we put on a show back in the day and smaller scale.
You had to move from one to one, down the line? Is that how you did it?
Yeah. Well, what we had a trailer, like a utility trailer that had the big back deck lid, and we would put the lid up, and then we put metal on the back of the deck so that, and we put some holes in it, and then we would put the fuses through there, and we would stand behind the trailer and light it from there, and we would draw a straw to see who got to light the finale, that was poor boy in it back in the day. Well, we didn't have necessarily had firing systems like what we have now, and it's progressed from having to have a pin board type that you have may have 250 numbers or 300 numbers that you would actually just push a pin on it as you went along to whatever number you wanted, to the Fire One system that we have that's done. You still have to run cables, but it's still done electronically. Now we have new system that we have requires no cables, and you just set them anywhere you want. Like I said, like Will was talking about earlier, they climb up to 2 miles away, and they'll feed off each other, and you can do it all remotely. You can carry the thing. The remote's probably no more than maybe 8-10 inches long by maybe 4 inches wide, maybe 2 inches thick, and you can walk around with it, and everything goes to sleep when you turn them on. When you want to start the show, you wake them all up, and you get ready to shoot the show, and everything wakes up.
What's the most unusual show you've done? Got any that just come to mind right offhand?
I mean, indoor fireworks always are fun. We actually got to do a little indoor show for Tyler Legacy's homecoming.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
In their gym. Their gymnasium. The new gymnasium, yeah. We actually did cold sparks is what they're called, and all the weddings are all about them. We do a ton of those at weddings. But they're just, imagine just big gerb fountains like you see on the NFL runouts. When we do those indoors, and those are always fun, yeah.
So, let's say a football game, mm-hmm. and you see that a lot.
Yeah.
What is that? What you're talking about when the team runs out of the tunnel, mm-hmm. and what are those?
The cold sparks are the ones that that you can turn off and on, and they can run for 30 seconds at a time. The gerbs basically do the same thing, but they're a one shot. They're 30 seconds, they're over with. They can be done indoors or outdoors. Either way, they're a close.
What do you mean cold spark? What does that mean?
It's a box that you can that actually has granules in it, and that you can when you light it, it puts off a fountain of silver or gold that may be 12, 15 feet high. And we set them up like on weddings. We do them around dance floors or at football games. We'll do them where they come through the tunnel, and weddings we'll do them where they drive out of the driveway like a landing strip, if you will.
But when it hits the floor, it doesn't catch fire, right?
No,
it doesn't burn.
Not at all. You can actually put your hand over the top of it, and it won't burn your hand at all.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. It's okay. Actually just like it's a chemical reaction to a metal shaving almost is what we'd call it. And it's like leaves a fine sand powder on the floor you just sweep up after and it's done.
No kidding. Okay.
No problem.
Wow. So that's a change because 10 years ago, you couldn't have done anything
right?
No, sir. So some of that stuff, I've seen a few indoor shows and I'm going, how are they doing that? Mm-hmm. That's how you do it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Totally different deal. Now, the outside show is a very different, very different ballgame, is it not?
Yeah. When you get in the flash powder, it's a whole different ballgame.
So outside, is there any crazy stories fun things that you've done that have been unusual and that you can think of right off the top of your head?
We had one of them that we did several years back, probably 10, 12 years ago, that we had one of our trailers, mortar trailers, that we rented two barges, put the barges, they were delivered to Lake Tyler, put the barges together, and we put our trailer on the barge.
So you're floating.
Yes. And it was for a lady's, and I don't want to lie to you, but it's like her 50th or 60th birthday party.
I got you. Okay.
For maybe 12 to 15 people. And it was a big show.
Okay.
On a barge. Two barges out in the middle of Lake Tyler. But
good news is, hits the water, it's going to...
Yes.
So how'd that go?
It went very well. Went extremely well. Yeah.
As long as the waves aren't white capping. Be a little tougher if the waves are up.
True, true. But with barges, they may rock it, but it's still going to be putting them up in the air. So everything's still attached to the barge. So
yeah. Well, and one firework that a lot of people don't expect, and you'll actually see them at the Lake Tyler Dam show this year, is we have what we call water cakes. And we have water shells too, but usually we just use water cakes. And these cakes can either land in the water and spin around and do different colors, or they can land in the water and shoot out of the water. And it always is a crowd thriller. And we love to do those at weddings if they have a pond or anything like that. So
let's talk about some of the do's and don'ts. If you're going to do that at home, and people mm-hmm. do it all the time. Mm-hmm. You need to be out of the city, typically, mm-hmm. right? It's mm-hmm. still illegal in most cities to shoot fireworks.
Yes, sir.
So be out in the country. Some of the do's and don'ts that people need to look for.
Oh, good night. I would say
mow the grass around.
Yeah, right? We already talked about a lot of the stuff that for the prep work, but I would say just to keep it within your control. And when things start to get crazy, shut the show down. The problem with some of what I see is that mind you, they're doing it, I think, very good. But they'll get a piece of plywood and they'll put all these different cakes on, and then they'll fuse them all together. So when they light them one time, then they'll go from one cake to another in a timely fashion based on the length of the fuse and the time for that fuse rate. And so the problem with that is you can't stop the show. Short of run out there and spraying everything with water, and that you don't want to be doing that when the show's going off. So I would say the prep work is probably one of the most important, and just be very careful the way that you set product up as far as shooting, and wear protective clothing and safety glasses.
The glasses, that's key, is it not? Yes. Wear the glasses.
Oh, yeah, you would be shocked at how much debris comes out of the sky. Now, it's not... And we're not talking about flames and fire and all that kind of stuff, but just debris in and of itself. Just to wear I like the goggles. I like the one that, I don't like the glasses per se. I like the goggles, so they fit right over my eyes.
And for little kids, I mean, to have an adult there with them, just talk a little bit about it. If you've got young people that are, waving everything, waving sparklers to doing whatever they do.
Yeah. It's age appropriate for whatever fireworks you allow them to do. We get a lot of them during the weddings. They'll do sparklers. And a lot of the parents, and kudos to them, a lot of the parents will be very careful. Some of the kids don't get sparklers because there's too many other people around them. So I would say watch the number of people that you got around you, what kind of type of fireworks you're going to be using, and whether you got parental supervision for those small children. Older kids, they're going to sometimes do what they want to do, but just be very, very careful.
And make darn sure, like you said, aim it at the right direction, right?
Yeah. Roman candles are probably one of the biggest things that I did when I was younger until I had one incident and then I backed off them. But we used to hold them. The Roman candles are not made to be held. Again, read the instructions.
Read the instructions. All right, winding it down. Rick Taylor and Will Tomlin from East Texas Pyro, ET Pyro, are here. All right, let's kind of wind it down with this. We have a special show that we're going to do right here on this very radio station, KTBB, Local News Radio 97.5 FM, KTBB, on the night of July 4th, beginning at 9 o'clock. So Will's going to be running the show. Let's tell them again, kind of give them a rundown what they'll be seeing if they're at Lake Tyler, what they'll be hearing if they're listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, so to get kind of a technical term, you'll hear and see just pyrotechnically choreographed music we'll shoot it and we'll be timed, synchronized. It'll be incredible. We'll have single shots going off to the on the perfect beat. We'll have color match to the song lyrics. We'll do a little bit of patriotic, a little bit of pop song. We'll get the whole culture, everybody involved. It's going to be a great night, and we're just excited to be able to do this, with y'all.
Isn't it amazing, though? Fireworks have been – we've been shooting fireworks in this country for – since almost the beginning of the Republic. I mean, this technology mm-hmm. in some form or fashion goes back almost the 200 years. Way back in the day, I mean, even in the early days of the country, some kind of a fireworks show going. How do they get in touch with you guys on social media? You have a Facebook page, right, Rick?
Yes.
How do people keep up with you guys?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, easttexaspyro.com or etpyro.com. They can also call us on our cell phones as well. And my number is 903-571-1266.
Okay, there you go. July 4th, 9 o'clock, Saturday night, July 4th, fireworks here on KTBB. Will Tomlin, owner of the company, Rick Taylor from ET Pyro, East Texas Pyro, putting on a lot of fireworks shows around here. But we wanted to also give you a few tips on fireworks safety as we get ready for the 4th of July. I'm Bill Coates, and that's In Focus. Thanks for joining us.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.